whole self-esteem took a massive hit. I made it. I survived. She was helping me to like blow my hair, and that was when she pointed out that there was a small bald spot over here. It was just a very casual remark. I didn't pay much attention to it as well. Other patches started to appear, so that was when I started to realize that, oh, this might be something more than just a normal, like, small, tiny bald patch that goes away. Yeah, and that was when I started to schedule for a checkup at the dermatology clinic at NUH.
After the second consultation, doctors confirmed it was alopecia.
There is no cure for alopecia areata. The autoimmunity or attack is directed against the hair follicles, which is why the hair follicles fall.
I remember I was there with my mum, and I just sat there, and the needle just went in and out, and I just sat there, very stone face. Yeah, then when I came out of the clinic, and me and my mum, we actually broke down by the corridor. That was, in fact, the most painful memory I have.
Seating revealed her condition on Facebook, hoping to start an alopecia support group. Her post was shared more than 15,000 times.
I just completely didn't expect it to like go viral, and suddenly all these messages started to come in, all the media requests, and that was shocking.
Actually, my strongest admiration comes from the fact that she is less and less focusing on her own pain and starting to see the pain of others.
It's almost as if it's like she was a cocoon, like, you know, as a caterpillar, and then when she emerged, she became a butterfly. I think to see that transformation was also pretty amazing.
I think I've become surer of who I am, yeah, what I believe in, what I stand for. And I realised that there's so much more that I can do.